As I walk through my 67th year on this earth, the cultural view of aging in America tightens around me like a belt two sizes too small. I feel it most when I go for a routine checkup, and the nurse practitioner rattles off questions: Have you fallen? Do you need a walker? Are you depressed? Anxious? Can you walk more than a mile? What about stairs? Do they leave you winded? There's a subtle stripping of personhood in that checklist. A quiet assumption that I've entered the phase of life where ability and independence are suspect. But what leaves me at a loss is the quiet, and not so quiet, elimination of three letters, D, E, I, for diversity, equity, and inclusion, now being erased from our collective vocabulary. And with them, the efforts to ensure that women of all races, backgrounds, ages, and abilities have a place not only in the workforce, but in society itself. While never perfect, and in desperate need of deeper commitment, DEI still held a promise that difference belongs, and that access and support weren't reserved for a few. And just like that, the language that once made space for us is under attack. Now, I can let the fire in my belly rage, and believe me, it wants to. But I'll take another route for now. I'll tell you a story. Some years ago, not long after turning 50, I received a letter. Real linen stationery. Real stamp. It looked like an invitation to a wedding or maybe a community event. I opened it, hopeful. Inside: Have you considered your plans for funeral or cremation? I remember taking a breath, being fooled by lovely linen stationery. That was the beginning. The mail continued, slowly at first, then more frequent. But the tone shifted. No more linen, no more stamp, just cheap, mass-printed paper with hollow words like, "Have you made your mind up yet?" It wasn't just about death. It was about being reduced to it. It was a signal that society and the systems within it had made up their minds about me. I was aging, and therefore irrelevant, except for whatever money could be made from my eventual exit. Where is the celebration of age as wisdom, as contribution, as lived experience? Where are the voices saying, "You still matter"? Why is it more common to receive mail about death than a handwritten note simply saying, "Hope you're well. Live life well today"? Now, you may read this and think, "What's the big deal?" And maybe for you, it's not. But for me, this is a mirror, a reminder that we aren't paying attention to one another. That is women, especially aging women. This is too often our quiet reality. Dismissed, devalued, prepackaged for disappearance. This isn't just personal. It's systemic, it's cultural, it's political. And it's not too late to shift it. To shift what we value, who we listen to, and who sits at the table.